Hello， 大家好啊 ，Welcome to the Art of Hong Kong Geese by Dummy， 我系 Dummy，I'm Dummy。Hello， this is the linking words episode that I've promised to do， but I had been procrastinating， and here it is。We'll talk about two different linking words today in Cantonese， which is the yao du 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 yao du du du， meaning also du 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 also du 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 structure， and the yu du 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 yu du du du， meaning the more du 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 the more du du du。 Now you might realize how important adjectives or descriptive phrases are in Cantonese in this episode.But they are not hard. We'll do some practices together. Now first, let's talk about yao du du du, yao du du du, also du du du, also du 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 structure. Now the yao du du du, yao du 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 structure is used to connect two adjectives or phrases that describe the quality or attribute of someone or something. But these adjectives and attributes are not the opposites of each other.Or one another, but a parallel, meaning not the opposite like 好食 delicious or yummy versus 不好食 not delicious or yummy, but instead like 好食 delicious or yummy versus 好香 fragrant or smells good. Sometimes you might hear people say 要乜要乜 meaning this and that.For example, 我去到醫院，佢哋同我做咗好多測試，又乜又乜，最後話我冇事。I arrived at the hospital. They did a lot of tests for me, this and that. At last, they said I was fine.
我去到醫院，佢哋同我做咗好多測試，又乜又乜，最後話我冇事。
So 又乜又乜 really means this and that. So just like in English, when you don't really have to go into details and you're just saying this and that, then you can say 又乜又乜啦。Now, when you have two sentences that are describing somebody or something's attribute, for example,
呢个苹果好大。
This apple is big.
呢个苹果好大
And the second sentence being
呢个苹果好甜
This apple is sweet
呢个苹果好甜
Now, one way of shortening the sentence and combining the sentence is
呢个苹果好大同好甜Or, 呢个苹果好大同埋好甜
This apple is big and sweet. And this structure of the 同和同埋 I've talked about in the first linking words episode. And so, same thing as in English, we can of course use the word and to link the two sentences as to avoid redundancy. Now, another way in Cantonese you can say, instead of using 同or 同埋 would be,
呢个苹果又大又甜
Literally, this apple also big, also sweet.
呢个苹果又大又甜
In the 又嘟嘟嘟又嘟嘟嘟 also 嘟嘟嘟 also 嘟嘟嘟 sentence structure, you can omit the first 好 meaning good.Or very, but of course, if you keep the first 好, it's not wrong either, it's just not as natural. Unless you really want to emphasize the first 好, the very. Now, so the most basic sentence structure here is the subject plus 要, meaning also, plus adjective or attribute, plus 要, meaning also, plus adjective or attribute. Now,Another example is, for the first sentence, it would be
佢好好人
He or she is kind
佢好好人
And the second sentence being
佢好有耐性
He or she is patient
佢好有耐性
Now, the way to say it with the and, 同 and 同埋 is 佢好好人同好有耐性 He or she is kind and patient. Now, using the 又 also structure meaning subject plus 又 plus adjective plus 又 plus adjective. So then it would be 佢又好人又有耐性 Literally, he or she also kind, also has patience. 佢又好人又有耐性 Now, remember, like I said, you need to omit the first 好 in the 好好人 The reason being the 好好人 the first 好 meaning very, will have to be omitted in this structure unless you really want to emphasize the very 好 Do you think you're ready? You can try. The first sentence is 香港好熱 Hong Kong is hot.香港好熱 Now the second sentence is 香港好濕香港好濕 Hong Kong is wet or humid. Another way of saying humid is 潮濕潮濕 Now with the regular and the 同 and 同埋 How would you normally form this sentence?Good. So it would be something like 香港好熱同好濕 or 香港好熱同埋好濕 something like that. Now, your turn to form the sentence with 又嘟嘟嘟又嘟嘟嘟 also 嘟嘟嘟 also 嘟嘟嘟 Remember, again, the sentence structure is subject plus 又 plus adjective plus 又 plus adjective. So then how do you form the sentence then?Good. So be something like 香港又熱又濕香港又熱又濕 Hong Kong also hot, also wet. Another example that you can try. The first sentence is 隻貓好聰明 The cat is smart. 隻貓好聰明And the second sentence is 隻貓好可愛 The cat is cute 隻貓好可愛 Now with the regular and 同 or 同埋 How would you normally form this sentence? Good, so be something like 隻貓好聰明同好可愛隻貓好聰明同好可愛 The cat is very smart and very cute. Now, how about forming the sentence with the 又嘟嘟嘟又嘟嘟嘟 also 嘟嘟嘟 also 嘟嘟嘟 structure? It would be 隻貓又聰明又可愛 Now, last one. The first sentence goes 我哋啲魚好平 Our fish are cheap. 我哋啲魚好平 And the second sentence goes 我哋啲魚好靚 Our fish are pretty. 我哋啲魚好靚With the regular and 同埋 how would you normally form this sentence? Good. It'll be 我哋啲魚好平同好靚我哋啲魚好平同埋好靚 Now, how about the 又嘟嘟嘟又嘟嘟嘟 structure?How would you say it this time? Remember to remove the first 好, the very, in the adjective. Good. It would be 我哋啲魚又平又靚。我哋啲魚又平又靚。Very good, very good. So you just need to keep practicing this type of sentence structure when you have the opportunity to, when you want to describe something that has two different qualities, then you can form a sentence with the 又嘟嘟嘟又嘟嘟嘟 structure. Now, let's move on to the 越嘟嘟嘟越嘟嘟嘟 the more 嘟嘟嘟 the more 嘟嘟嘟 structure. Now, this one is a very useful structure. First of all,The most common thing you'll hear is 越来越嘟嘟嘟 meaning more and more 嘟嘟嘟 Now, let's first explore the 越来越嘟嘟嘟 more and more 嘟嘟嘟 For example, 我个女越来越大 My daughter is growing up more and more 大 means big, but it can also mean old or older when we're talking about age.The opposite of 大 it's 細 細 So then the sentence structure of the 越來越 structure would be subject plus 越來越 more and more plus adjective. Another example would be 啲嘢越來越貴 Things are getting more and more expensive.啲嘢越嚟越貴。啲嘢 can mean things in general when you're using it as a noun. And 啲 meaning the noun is plural. And 嘢 means things or matters or items. And 貴, 貴 is expensive. And the opposite would be 平. 平 is cheap. Another example would be.佢游水越嚟越勁。He or she is swimming better and better. Now literally, he, she swim more and more awesome. 佢游水越嚟越勁。Very good. Now 游水 is to swim and 勁 means awesome, like really awesome. Now you can try.I want you to say, my hair is getting longer and longer. Hair is 头发, 头发. My hair is 我的头发, 我的头发. And more clearly, 越来越, 越来越, and long is 长, 长. So how do you form the sentence saying, my hair is getting longer and longer?Remember, the sentence structure goes subject plus 越来越 plus adjective. Good. So then it would be 我的头发越来越长 My hair is getting longer and longer. 我的头发越来越长 Another one you can try is My school result is getting better and better Or My school results are getting better and better Now, result Normally speaking, it would be 结果 Literally, forming fruit However, for school results It would be 成绩成绩 So for my school result, for singular, you can say 我的成绩我的成绩 And for plural, my school results, you can say 我的成绩我的成绩 So how do you say my school result is getting better and better? Or my school results are getting better and better?Very good. So then it would be 我的成績越来越好。 My school result is getting better and better. 我的成績越嚟越好。Or 我的成績越嚟越好。My school results are getting better and better. 我的成績越嚟越好。In reality, in Cantonese, it doesn't matter if you are saying 我的成績 or 我的成績, it doesn't really matter. And the last one that you can try is the weather is getting colder and colder. This one should be fairly simple. Weather is 天氣, 天氣, and cold is 冬, 冬. So how do you form the sentence with 越嚟越? To say that the weather is getting colder and colder. Excellent. So it would be 天氣越嚟越冬。天氣越嚟越冬。The weather is getting colder and colder. Perfect. Now, moving on to the last one. We'll practice today is the 越嘟嘟嘟 structure, meaning the more 嘟嘟嘟, the more 嘟嘟嘟 structure. The one that we literally just talked about was 越嚟越。越嚟越, meaning becoming more and more. Now this one is a little different. This one is the more do do do, the more do do do. Now the more do do do, more do 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 structure is used to connect an action to an adjective or to connect an adjective to an adjective. Now it sounds pretty abstract. So let's take a look at the examples. 你要几时收到呢封信啊? When do you need to receive this letter? 你要几时收到呢封信啊? 越快越好。 The faster, the better. 越快越好。 Now, this is the example where you see 越嘟嘟嘟、越嘟嘟嘟。 This structure connects two adjectives. The sentence structure is subject, which can be omitted, plus 越, meaning the more, plus the adjective, plus 越, the more, plus adjective. Now, another example would be 你要几多饭? How much rice do you want? 你要几多饭? 越多越好, the more the better. 越多越好. Very good. And that was also to connect two adjectives. Now, instead, to connect a verb, an action, with an adjective to mean the more an action, the more the adjective, the sentence structure is subject, which can be omitted, and the subject can also be put after the verb, plus 越, the more, plus verb, plus 越, plus adjective. An example of this would be 啲野草越生越多。 The more the grass grows, the more there is. In other words, the weeds are growing more and more. 啲野草越生越多。 So the first one, 生 meaning grow, and 多 meaning more. And so let's try another example, also very similar. 我隻手指越喐越痛。The more my finger moves, the more painful it is. 我隻手指越喐越痛。Now, like I mentioned earlier in the sentence structure, you can also reverse the subject with 越喐, meaning literally the more move, to form 越喐我隻手指越痛。越喐我隻手指越痛。So, the subject can be put after the verb. That's no problem. Another one. Now, you can try. Remember, the sentence structure is subject, which sometimes can be omitted, plus 越, meaning the more, plus the verb or an adjective, plus 越, meaning the more, plus an adjective. So how do you say, the more the fried rice is eaten, the more yummy it is? Or, the more I eat the fried rice, the more yummy it is. Fried rice is 炒飯, and to eat is 食, and delicious or yummy is 好食. So how do you form a sentence like that?Good. There are multiple ways of forming this sentence. You can either say, 啲炒飯越食越好食。啲炒飯越食越好食。Or, 越食啲炒飯越好食。越食啲炒飯越好食。And this one would be basically, you're reversing 啲炒飯 with 越食啦。Basically, you're putting 啲炒飯 after the verb. Or you can also say, 我越食啲炒飯越好食。Three of them are perfectly fine. Now, there's another one that you can try. The more I think, bracket about it, the more unhappy I get.So, to think or to think about something in Cantonese is 諗, 諗. Good. It would be 我越諗越唔開心。我越諗越唔開心。Or, again, you can put the subject after the verb. 越諗我越唔開心，越諗我越唔開心。And so lastly, how do you say, the older my son, the more well-behaved he is? Or, the more grown-up my son, well-behaved he is. Do you remember? Son is 仔，仔。And older or grow up in age is 大, 大. And well-behaved is 乖, 乖. So how do you form the sentence? Very good. So it'll be 我個仔越大越乖。我個仔越大越乖。Or, 越大我个仔越乖。越大我个仔越乖。The older my son, the more well-behaved he is. Perfect, and that's all I have for you today. I hope you find these sentence structures helpful for you and these linking words helpful. And I'll talk to you next time.Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested, please go on my Facebook page, which is The Art of Hong Kong Geese by a Dummy. Or if you want to look for the written materials, go on my website. I have everything up on there, which is www.theartofhongkonggeesebyadummy.com. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.